go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back visiting with Mark Helprin, a distinguished and hugely successful contributor to the popular culture through his many books, most of them translated into multiple languages, two of the best, Winter's Tale and A Soldier of the Great War. He is also a commentator on matters involving national security and grand strategy, notably on the pages of the Wall Street Journal, and with us from time to time. We're visiting with him for a very special hour-long presentation. I think of it as what Donald Trump, the president-elect, ought to be hearing from his national security team, and hopefully is. Mark, you were talking about North Korea and the extent to which it has built up this capacity, not only perhaps to decisively defeat the South Korean military and America, if it came to their aid, as we would be obliged to do by treaty, but possibly the increasing capability of the North Koreans to hold our homeland at risk, if not by that EMP weapon, perhaps through just old-fashioned ballistic missiles. Talk a bit about that, if you will.
Yes, well, they're moving toward an SSBN, you know, a submarine that can launch nuclear missiles. They did launch from one. Obviously, they have only an initial capability, but once they have that, then they have a real shot at blackmailing us in terms of putting a nuclear weapon on one of our major cities, or more than one. And the question that any president would have to face, which in fact, since the Clinton administration, and the Clinton administration was unable to face it, and no administration has been able to face it, which is, what do you do about North Korean nuclear weapons, given that they are so crazy? They threaten to annihilate us, you know, once a week, and it's possible that they would do such a thing.
One thing quite clearly has to be an increased missile defense capability, but I want to come back to what we should be doing in our last segment. Let me just complete this sort of globetrotting, if I can, with you, Mark, by asking about the Islamists and maybe start with a nation that you've touched on, arguably the most dangerous on the planet because it combines this jihadist doctrine, Sharia, with this ambition to obtain and use, it would appear, nuclear weapons against Israel and perhaps against the great Satan, what they call us, namely the Islamic Republic of Iran. A question before the new president will be, what do you do about this deal that Barack Obama conjured with the Iranians? What would your advice be on that?
Well, the first thing, I thought it was fascinating that the Ayatollah Khamenei said that he would not let Trump go back on the deal. This is something that the Iranians have not even signed. They refused to sign it, and they haven't honored it either. So he's not going to let us go back on it, and I'd like to see how he could prevent that. But anyway, what I think that the president should do, the new president should do, is to submit the, first of all, to initiate a military buildup, which we would need, which would send signals everywhere in the world, and which is very important for our defense. And while he's doing that, I think he should submit the treaty again to Congress. It is a treaty. I mean, it's an executive agreement. He could simply ace it out, but to gain time, I think he should submit it to the Senate for its advice and consent, because this thing was a treaty. I think this would be a stalling effort just to gain time for us to make a military buildup. At that point, then you can actually speak to the Iranians. Once they knew our intentions, they knew our trajectory of force, then you say to them, look, you've really got to get rid of these things, or we're going to take them out. Okay? And then you back it up with, when they say, well, if you take them out, then what we'll do is we'll use chemical weapons here and there, we'll go to terrorism, we'll activate all our sleeper cells, et cetera, et cetera. And then we respond to them and say, okay, if you do that, then we will completely annihilate your oil infrastructure, and you can eat sand. See, because the regime wants to hang on, and they could not hang on if they had $0.
We're facing, unfortunately, as you know so well, Mark Helprin, not simply this sort of jihadist enterprise doing business as the government of Iran, but others as well, some of whom have sleeper cells in this country, apparently, the Islamic State among them, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas. Some of whom are not, at least at the moment, violent practitioners of the whole program of submission that is at the core of Sharia, namely the Muslim Brotherhood. I'd ask you to just sort of lay out for the president-elect what he should be thinking and taking steps to do early in his administration with respect to not just the Islamic State and others overseas, but the Muslim Brotherhood in America.
Well, that, of course, is your specialty, and I know far less about it than you do, but my general advice is always the same, is to call a spade a spade, and not to be hobbled by this insane political correctness, which anyone who's reasonable can see has infected the whole country and is being made use of, particularly by those Islamists in America who are surfing on it in order to go under the radar. And that very thing itself would be, of course, there are counterexamples, like or people who think that Sikhs are Muslims and actually have killed them. But on the other hand, there are very hostile people in this country who are waiting for a chance to do something, individual lone wolves and organized cells too, undoubtedly. And to go after them, the first principle is not to be afraid to defend yourself, and not to be intimidated by people who say, "Oh, you're a bigot, or you're this or that." It's not bigoted to defend yourself, and this is, we don't have enough time. But if you go back to the history of the United States during its wars, and how it's treated, we went too far with the Japanese, obviously, in World War II. But I think that what we did with the German spies who landed was not too far, and that was a Democrat, Roosevelt, who called up the Supreme Court justices and said, "I want those guys to be executed." And they were duly executed. I mean, it
was forthwith. That's right. Hey, Mark, let me just ask you one of the questions with respect to the Muslim Brotherhood. And you're being very modest about this. You've studied these characters and their operations in Egypt and around the world for many years, of course. Is the issue of whether they should be designated as a terrorist organization something that the president-elect could do on day one? I personally hope he will do. But do you have a view on whether they qualify as a terrorist organization and whether they should be so designated?
They have qualified as a terrorist organization for many, many, many decades, certainly according to the views of the Egyptians. And I'm not talking about just Assisi, or, by the way, that's how it's pronounced, because there would be an elision of the L in Al, so his name would be actually Assisi, like St. Francis of Assisi. Or Nasser, or it goes before that, you know, way back into the 20th century, when they were doing terrorist acts, and they're linked with Hamas. They are linked throughout the Islamic world with various jihadist organizations. The Egyptians currently consider them to be terrorists, and they are acting like terrorists.
Yeah, they're waging war against the Egyptian government for sure. And as a result of that designation, it gives the president a whole host of options to deal with the various mosques and front groups. Mark, we're going to come back with more about what the president must do on day one and in the months to follow, in order to protect us against this wide array of very, very alarming challenges, right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.